And we are on Daf. Zayin, I believe. Specifically, we're on Zayin Amud Aleph. Not so far down. No, you missed Monday. So.
No, but the fact is that they agreed on it. That shows that.
Yeah. Rabbi it says Rabbi Shim ben Lakish.
We wanted to say that. No, they're just stuff. They're just stuff. It has nothing to do with Hezekiah.
Okay, now, it said in our Mishnah that if you had a whole patch, which Arla and Kilea Kerem got mixed up. In other words, you have trees there which are good trees, one born 3 years old, and not key lime trees. And then you have trees which are Arla, Kilea Kerem, which got mixed into the general population. You don't know which is which. So, preferably you're not supposed to collect any of them, Mishnah said, because there's no real mixture. It was a principle kokovo kemechta mechta dami, since each tree stands on its own, so therefore there's no mixture, there's no cancellation, no nullification, so therefore you really can't collect anything. That's really the hypothetical. Now Reish Lakish comes and argues with that hypothetical halacha, and Reish Shimon Lakish says, Mishum Chizkia, Lokich Shlosha Shkol Sumatir. As long as you collect three clusters of grapes at once, each and every time, you're okay. Why is that? Because we assume that in each of the three clusters, you have two mutter clusters and one forbidden cluster, and the two mutter clusters cancel out the forbidden cluster. Says Mara Mechafa, she thought that Rav Shimon ben Lakish, this sounds to be a direct contradiction to Rav Shlokish's approach elsewhere. Taman Oymer, Mishum Rabbi Yoshia, in the same Sechta Chumos, Rabbi Shlokish said, name Rabbi Yoshia. I have for a man, Hamishim Chavios, you had in front of you 150 barrels of wine. And now, they're closed barrels, and the ones which are Truma are not canceled by the ones which are chuin, because closed barrels are significant. They're like kavua. They're not canceled by mixture, and therefore you can't take any of them. Nispat chumea, if 100 barrels came open, and therefore they can cancel the whatever is the one barrel of truma which may be in their midst. So mea mutaris, those 100 barrels are mutar. The Chamish Masuras, the 50 which are still closed, remain forbidden. Vashar, the rest of them, Lukshi Paschu, when they become open, Yumutaros, they become permissible. Now, Om Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Zir said concerning this case, it's quite clear actually, Lomru Elukshi Paschu. It's only that the Mutar, once they become open on their own. However, Liftach Lechatchilo Asur, but to go and open these bottles, you know. L'chadchila, for you to go and open these bottles is absolutely forbidden. Yet here, Reish Lakish allow you to pick three clusters at once off a tree. Right? What's the difference? If they're not allowed to do it on your own, it's only if you're not allowed to open it. It's only if the bottles open on their own, the jars open, the barrels open on their own, it's okay. Here, how come you're allowed to go to the tree and go pick three clusters at a time? So it says more. Tamashim Rabbi Yeshivachum Shem Chizkia. It's different. Reish Lakish quoting two different opinions. There it's Rabbi Yeshia, and here it's Chizkia. Says the Gemara. Varmin Tamar. In fact, over there it says that there is another version. Bishim Reishim Ben Lakish. Reishim Ben Lakish said even by the barrels, Boseach Shlosh Chaviu Sumati, you can open up three barrels at a time, and those three barrels become mutter. So that would be Asiya Chizkia Dach, that would be consistent. Reish Lakish is talking like Chizkia across the board. Just like here, you can use three. Take off three at a time. So to there, you can take off three at a time. That would be consistent.
Isn't that an artificial comparison between something that's growing on a tree and a
bottle? It is artificial. But it's legitimate, because there's God's a kavod, the rice and a kavod, the rabbanon. Kavuda raisos, wherever you have something stationary growing in place, right? That's really the trees. Kavuda rabbanon is anything which is significant, and therefore the mixture doesn't occur. So one is the rice and one is the rabbanon, but they are in the same continuum of logic. Okay, they're significant unto themselves, they're not canceled in each other. That's what it means. Okay? Says what? But Ninon, I don't understand. Doesn't it say in our Mishnah explicitly, I raise a little yukot, that you can't go ahead and do it l'chadchila. L'shavar, maybe, right? Maybe, but b'dieved, if you did it, but now l'chadchila's going to do it. But here it says specifically, imlok, if you already did it, then yalum be'echum assign that 1 in 200 is enough, but not to go and collect 3. Assume those 3 are okay. Where did you ever hear such a thing? Rabbi Yezer Abun said, I'll tell you. Kam shalikein shlosha, kam shalikein shlosha kulon. It depends if you collected 3 or collected all of them. Meaning, if you collected all of them, so that's only mutter b'dieved. Why? Because then you have to come on to the cancellation of 200 to 1. Because you know one of them is for sure forbidden. You collected all of the trees. You know one of the trees for sure forbidden, and you have to come on to cancellation. Cancellation is a b'dieved. However, Rage Logan is talking about we don't need possibly to come out of cancellation because all he took us 3 clusters from specific trees and didn't take from all of them and harvest them in one fell swoop. So therefore, since it's possible that there's no Isser in the ones that you collected, therefore, since that is the case, we say as long as you collect 3 at once, that's okay because, again, it's possible that there's no Isser here whatsoever. Even if there is an Isser, so maybe it's canceled in the proportion of 2 to 1. So it's like a fake faker, and that's why it's permissible. Okay? Says more. Amra Yisr Atani, we learned. Rimone Ba'adon. These are pomegranates of Ba'adon. Now, they're Choshev also. They're not Ba'adon because they're Choshev. They're very significant. So, Shesipku. If, however, you have a case where you're not sure if these pomegranates are also. Not sure, because it came from a large batch of pomegranates, and you don't know if this was one of the awesome ones or the permissible ones. Okay? Mala, if one of these prohibited pomegranates falls into a bunch of okay pomegranates, then he says it's bought of a robe, and you just take off one and give it, let's say, if it's truma, you give it to the Kohanim. Okay? So says the Gemara, Vadoyan, on the other hand, if you definitely know this pomegranate was a forbidden pomegranate, ain't no mala. Then I don't say it's bought to Barov. Okay, so that's where the bottom, but there's a certain kula here. When things are suffix, we say bought to Barov. You know, things that if they're Vada, also we normally would not say bought to Barov. And so you should normally say that it's a birya, a whole living creature. Or you a chashuv chtichri liskabed, it's a significant portion. Nonetheless, in this case, it's batel if there's an additional mitigating factor, which is the mitigating factor of the suffix, whether it ever became osur or not. Okay? Sesmar, we learned, Sesmar abakarka king. Perhaps we'll say this also by land. We do in our Mishnah. Suffix karkamal, if you are not sure if this thing growing out of the ground, the tree or whatever, is osur because of orla, whatever the case may be, and kilei kerem, savi keremale. So then, in that case, it is good. We do assume that No, I didn't go back. Oh. Abakarka kain, savi karka mala, vade karka eno mala. If you're not sure if this land has forbidden trees on it, then it's mala. If it's vade karka, it definitely has Isriya, then I can't join the other trees together. Hey Chavita, what's an example? Natiya shel orla, I have a plant of orla. Vishel kilakem, rav kilayim, shesarvu, vintios, which got mixed up with other plants. Safek karka male. So if I'm not sure if the tree which got mixed in was definitely orla kila kerem, I say blends in and it's okay. Vadai karka. If it's definite tree, then the definite tree is never cancel the other trees and eno male. It's not. It's never permitted to use for any other purpose. Rabbi Yudin asked a very interesting question. He said, "Afli ain't a velocane." What about in terms of an Avela? meaning in terms of a live animal which died, kicked the proverbial bucket, was not shechted, and now it's pieces of meat are chatichos or ilusli skabit. The significant portions that are not bottom. Maybe it's only a suffix, so then it's going to be bottom, like all the cases we just said, the two previous cases. So the Merchus Rabbi Yudan Vamar, Rabbi Yudan Rinegni, said, Nevela, aim la aliyah. Nevela, it's different. You know what Nevela is different? It doesn't get changed.
What I mean by that?
No, it does. It gets harvested. That means it loses the chashivas. It's significant. And then it's bottom. That which is growing down could be harvested. That which is
no, I don't want to say that.
The pomegranates, right. You can you take off the shells when you eat them. And then they lose their chashivas. They lose their significance. But in the vela, you don't have to take it apart in order to eat it. And therefore, we don't look at it as if it potentially lost its significance. In other words, in the cases where I say by a suffix you could be makel, and assume the isser is not there, it's only type of isser which is a lighter isser, an isser which comes off later on, such as the isser
it's not Orla. Orla remains forever. I just sort out my mind here.
Ground, that which grows in the ground, and pomegranates. Their chashivas will be bottom. When will the chashivas be bottom? And necessarily when you eat them. That which grows in the ground is going to have to be severed from the ground in order to eat it. The pomegranates have to have the husk broken in order to eat it. What doesn't have to have anything broken in order to eat it? Meat. So therefore, there's no additional necessary procedure. That's why by meat we're going to be more machmir. Say, even if it's a suffix if the meat is also or not, since the slabs of meat are so large, if you give them the guess, they're not going to be bought out. Okay, that's what it comes down to. No?
Well, you got to cut up the meat.
No, you don't.
You got to remove the other chair.
You take a large bite.
You're not eating the whole animal.
No, chetichru is not the whole animal.
Even a slab.
A slab? You're going to a steakhouse. I saw the coolest advertisement yesterday in the New York Times. It was just a knife. A knife from a steakhouse in the middle of the page. And it said, a vegetarian's worst nightmare. That was so cruel and nasty that ad. So, you go into these Goyish steakhouses, you get a whole, you know, side of a cow. They give it to you in your plate. You don't have to cut it up. You know, you can just launch into it. So that's why it doesn't lose chashivas. Even if it's a sofik, we still say it has the same chashivas as a vadai. The only thing which loses chashivas is the case of the something which is inevitably will have to be cut up or destroyed in order to eat. And that's like the pomegranates or the other cases, like that which grows in the ground, which when it's harvested is inevitably going to lose its significance. Okay? Rabbi Yossi ben Avi Skavi Vilkos V'Yalabamos. Rabbi Yossi says, you know what? He doesn't hold the principle of aim of Atlanis L'Chadchila. Not allowed to go and cancel prohibition intentionally. He says, just cancel and that's it. Everything will be bought to 1 or 200. No problem. My time, Rabbi Yossi, what's the logic, Rabbi Yossi? Shekein derech me'odem li'os made a big fani. It doesn't look like he's going to be in Mavato this or either. It's not a problem, Mavato this or Chalkil, because people are going to say, oh, Yanko, he's just pruning his grapes. They're not going to realize he's obviously harvesting his grapes. So he also, it's not a maritime problem, it's not a problem with collecting either. Salam atini, what is over there?
I'm out of coffee. Hold on a second, time out. It's real coffee, not decaf. Real coffee for real tired people.
Huh? I got one hot chocolate.
Okay.
Thank
you. How much coffee does chocolate have? Significant? Is that okay? Thank you. Thank you.
Yesterday we had, was it Rav Yossi also that wasn't afraid of Mara Sion?
Yeah, he's consistent.
Yeah.
And now we have another one. Tom Team, let's over there. Saw Truma Shinafla Mea. You have a soft Truma, a measure of Truma. A Shinafla Mea, which fell into 100. Okay? Now, 100 is a sheer bittul. I want to make this clear because I probably didn't make this clear to now. The sheer bittul by kilayim is twice the sheer bittul by truma. By truma, the sheer bittul is 1 in 100. By kilayim, by orla, the sheer is 1 in 200. Okay, by orla and kilayim, the sheer is 1 in 200. The commissioner says it, but I didn't make it. I didn't stress it. It's all right. The Chazal did it. They arbitrarily, essentially, you know, they came to this conclusion. With the rice, everything is bought to 1 and 2. So it's right. They came and did it on their own. So Tam Tina saw Trumah Shnuffle May. You have a measure of Trumah fell to 100 chulin. Tachnon, if you grind them now, upichsu, and now the sum total of grain you have is diminished because you lost something in the grinding process.
It's not necessary.
Nonetheless, still the grain remains permissible. Why? Because I say kashem shepichsu achulin kach pichsa truma umutter. I say whatever diminished volume there is was diminished proportionally, and therefore everything remains mutter. Tani, we learned now. Here there's a whole line missing in your gemaras, which is from the Ushami and Trumos. We learned af. Let me read you outside. Af tochinu b'tchilo matir. You even have to go ahead and grind and make a mutter. Now this is talking about we originally had 1 in 99, but if you and it's not butter, but if you grind it, it's going to be 1 in 100 because it's cause the increased volume is going to increase on the part of the chulin, not on the part of the truma. Rabbi Yossi, that's okay. Why is that okay? Am I allowed to grind in order to be mavato lisser? Because obviously he doesn't know the mavato lisser or the chavchilio. It's okay. Now it seems to be that's only Rabbi Yossi. Now comes Gemara one line later and says, "I'm Rabbi Zira." Zira said, "Divrei Akoli." You know what? Everybody agrees you're allowed to grind in this case and increase the proportions in your favor. Why is that? The kol shkenu divrei akol. Because this inevitably will be ground somewhere along the way. What are we talking about? We're talking about where Truma got mixed up in Chulin. If you don't grind it, who's going to have to grind it? Just to make it usable. What do you have to do? The calling. So therefore, I say, what the heck? You can grind it now. Now it's going to be butter because you ground it. That's okay, because anyway, someone's going to grind later on.
But the true is also being ground. So isn't that proportionally being ground the same?
The time is where the true is poorer grain than the pie, than the regular grain.
So you could
it loses more volume when it's ground. Nonetheless, you're allowed to go and grind it. Because Rabbi Yossi doesn't know the vein of Alina Silchatrila.
Okay? That's a big assumption.
We're talking about a case where it's such a scenario. Okay? Says the Gemara, Manavik Bibineo, what if it's what the Sfara is? The image is Kiliakarim. If it's Kilayim, I'll die to Rabbi Yossi Tochinu Matir. Couldn't Rabbi Yossi go ahead and grind it and make it mutter? Why is that? Because eventually it's going to be ground anyway. I'll die to the Rabbana. According to the rabbis, however, ain't Tochinu Matir. You can't go ahead and grind it because when you grind, you're going to increase the proportions of heter over itzer, and that's intolerable because we want to we don't want to let you get away with it. Okay. Then violin is chatchila. That allowed to go and cancel isser premeditatively.
Does Rav Yossi feel that way even with, let's say, a mikveh? That
I don't know if this sheet of Mar Sinai is across the shas. It might just be Nichols Roim. I don't know. I remember.
What about Ein Vatlin Nisr Chathilo with a mikveh? You know, something dropped in. Isn't there some case we had where we had three men saw? you're adding one saw that.
Yeah, so been there for a while. How's it relevant anymore?
If afterwards you add more saw.
You add more, right?
Of Mayim.
Shuvim, yeah.
Not Mayim Shuvim, good.
No, we have to have at least a shear at the beginning. 21 of the 40 saw has to be rainwater, at least. So what do you want to ask?
If it wasn't, if you added more,
yeah,
you mavato the issue.
Yeah.
And there's some people feel there's a day that feel that ain't mavato the issue. In this case, I don't remember the details.
By Shabbos?
No, with the mikveh.
And by mikveh? Yeah, but what by mikveh? I don't remember either. Okay, in any event, says Mishnah further. If you have leaves or stalks, will make fanim. Now this is not grape juice. This is if you cut a grapevine, you get the moisture inside the tree. Okay, mutarim ba'arla uvervai. If there's no arla, I skipped. Make fanim a smadar, an unripe fruit. Mutarim ba'arla uvervai. A din of arla and netarvai does not attach them. Nazir as well. You know, there's no din of nazir, even if they're from grapevine, because they're not edible. Asur mashir, but if they're worshipped, they become asur, as an asher tree becomes asur. Rabbi Yossi ma'asmah that asur neshu pri. Rabbi Yossi says that the smah that has all the restrictions mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah, because it's also a fruit, it's not a vegetable. Okay? No, it's not a vegetable. It's not a piece of wood. I take that back. It's not a piece of wood. What's exempt from all the pieces of wood? So he says, smadar is also a fruit. It's not a piece of wood, so therefore it should be judged like a fruit. Rabbi Lezer Maramamid Bisraf Orla. Officer, if you use the sap, but not the sap of the tree, it's not maple syrup, the sap of the fruit of the tree. Somehow you isolate a sap from the fruit of the tree. I use that as a catalyst for making cheese. That's also the cheese is also now. Yeah. So that's here. I might have a sap for a law, sir. Okay?
Well, but it's coming from the fruit itself.
From the fruit itself, yeah.
So it's a product.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah, because the fruit itself is supposed to come from the bark. Yeah. Okay? Rabbi Yehudlezer Omer, Haman Misraf for Alosa, right? That's a logical conclusion. Once you know that it's Israel, so if somebody uses it in order to, what?
He said
making cheese, right? Then the cheese becomes Alosa. Omer Yehudlezer said, Shmavi Feish Misraf Alim, Misrafi Karim Mutter. I heard explicitly that the secretions which come from the leaves and from the roots is permissible. This rap upon him also mibneshu pri, the roots which come from one second. I start to give Rabbi Shua again. If you use the sap which comes from the leaves or from the roots, that's okay. If you use the sap which comes from an unripe fruit directly, also it's also minei shuprim because it's a fruit. Kuklos. And kuklos are grapes which haven't grown to a third of their growth, and they got ruined anyway before they grew to a third of their growth. Vacharzonim and seeds, vazagin the husks. Mashiach. He might actually keep me awake. Maybe it was a good vitamin. Which one? Zagin is the skins. Shmarim is the dregs. Okay? Vazagin are the skins by Temetlem, and if you made meat out of it, in other words, you put water and fermented in there, and all this was left behind. Klipe Rimon, the husk of a pomegranate tree, va'nechlo, on its tuft, klipei agozim, the husk of a pinot, va'garinim, and the nuts, asurim be'orlo, they're forbidden in orlo, and asherim, they're worshipped, umenozir, if it's grape for grapes, and nozir not allowed to eat them, umutorim be'vai, interesting, alocha. There's a loch that even though they have an isser of orlot for the first 3 years, the fourth year they have no loch of netter ravai, because netter ravai only applies to the same things mitzer sheni applies to. Mitzer sheni only applies to edible commodities, and guess what? These are officially not. These are not officially edible commodities, even though people might eat them. They're not considered to be officially edible commodities. Okay? Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael says, Noit oiskipt. Hanovlos. No, it's a fruit which falls off the tree before it gets fully ripe. Mutkulanasoros. They're all also because of orla or revai or nazir or ashera, because they're considered to be fruit. Rabbi Yosi says, if you take a branch of an orla tree, you can still plant it in the ground. This or I know it does not extend to replanting. That's okay. However, a notim ego show or show orla, we cannot plant a nut. Why is that? What's the problem of orla? Neshu pri. Very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to derive a nut from orla fruit. What's orla fruit? A nut. What's not orla fruit? A pure graft, right? So therefore, you're allowed to graft on orla, which has fruit on it, but one is not allowed to graft on orla, which is it's not grafting.
You're grafting a branch.
You're allowed to graft the branch
which has
fruit on it, even though it's orla fruit, but you're not allowed to plant orla fruit, because the difference is one comes out of the seed itself, and the other, which is above the seed, is a byproduct.
And now that the branch is going to get the nourishment probably from the it's not necessarily a younger tree.
No, it's not necessarily a younger tree. Okay, this is all talking about the question of Anor. However, you cannot use a branch of a tree which has fruit still on it if it's orla, because then people think it's like the stump underneath and it's mutzer to eat. Okay. The leaves and the shoots. Masisid lo krabi lozer. It's not Reb Lezer. Tayish Reb Lezer, Sende Reb Lezer. Because Shayase, Migevin Ayayin, for everything made from the grape of the vine, Mechal Tzonim from seeds, Vadzogin to the skins, Lo Yochal Yishranit, and Afa Alim Valulobim B'mashma, including the leaves and the shoots. When our Mishnah says, and Nazir can out, it can eat them. Tayish Reb Yitzhiyomel, Smodar Osur. What's osur when it's smodar? Then it's osur for nazir to eat it. Because unripe fruit, because at least it's fruit. Eventually it might ripen, right? The kasha, it's difficult. Im osur ben nazir, I don't understand something. If this is osur by nazir, lomali pri, why do you have to tell me it's a pri? It's a fruit. Im pri, and if you tell me it's a fruit, who yeh osur b'kol? So we also in Orla and Kiv Rav Karen Ravai and all the mitzvahs, right? Because Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Shu Aser Bekol. Rabbi Yitzchak, in fact, held it as Daka Aser in everything. How so? Rabbi Yitzchak Shom Matar Emar Kivim Kaf Noyos Shal Orla Uzatano said you cannot graft Orla bearing branches onto non Orla bearing trees. Rabbi Yossi. Tani, we learned, pre-i'ata poida, you can redeem maitzer sheni fruit, ve'na'ata poida lo boser v'lo pagim. One is not allowed to redeem that which is unripe or that which is was never ripe or will never become ripe. So, chora.
I lost my train of thought. What's going on here?
He's stopping his friend from making a living. He's so not
what? My Ornette Ravai, fourth year.
If it's open, there's no wall, so you're limiting his access because he can't do everything he wanted to do. Can't do private things.
Let's start from Rabbi Yitzchak Shaul again. We get that? Did you hear Rabbi Yitzchak Shaul is? Show him Mr. Zuber. Rabbi Yitzchak Shaul, man tana emar kivin good kafni oshel orla. Uzu tana says now to do harkava, now to graft on an orla branch which already has fruit on it. Rabbi Yossi, that's Rabbi Yossi. Why is that Rabbi Yossi? Because Rabbi Yossi says that even though these are stilted, young, insignificant fruits, nonetheless he holds that any fruit is considered to have din of orla. Even he brought down before smadar, even unripe fruit. So certainly this stuff is a din of orla, and therefore we're afraid if we allow you to graft on this branch of some other tree, you're going to come to eat the forbidden fruit.
So that's Mara Sayan.
The other case is
that's a good point. No, because you might come to eat it. It's an independent zera.
Why would you come to eat if he's grafted?
I mean, they can both
be right? Because it has fruit on it. So he might pluck that fruit out. Right. So we have to ban the fruit. Rabbi Yitzchak Shaul Mantan Emar Kivin Kavno Shora. Who's the title? Says you can't use hungry pack animals. Rabbi Yossi. What? I went back a line, right?
Went back, but then you didn't do.
Then I fell asleep. Okay, Yitzchak Shaul. Let me go back the line again. Yitzchak Shaul, Matan Emar Kivin Kavno Shel Orla. Who's the one who says you can't put on a graft a orla branch which already has food on it? That's Rabbi Yossi. Tani, we learned priyata boida. This is a separate issue. When you get to Yerushalayim, you're allowed to redeem fruit and take the Maaseh Sheni money or Netta Ravai money up to Yerushalayim. However, veina taboida lo boser lo pagi, one cannot redeem that which is boser, ripe, not unripe, and pagi, that which is late. Well, boser will never become ripe. And pagim is that which is late in becoming ripe. Whole Rabbi Zita b'ilein p'nei to pagit t'mocha. Then Rabbi Zita said, you know what? Pagit for if you have unripe dates, you got to redeem, you got to bury them because you can't redeem them and there's no Yerushalayim in our day and age to take them up to. So what are you going to do with that net to revive? You just have to bury it. There's nothing else you can do. Rabbi Yoina boy, Rabbi Yoina ass. No, I don't accept this. But of our part of Ptoya, for instance, let's say because they made a mistake and they did redeem it. They redeemed the pagi tomorrow.
No, it is not afraid to.
What is the penalty that they saw that required them to go to the court? Is this Hatzar? Again, Rabbi Yonah, boy. Avra Ptoya Shemet, if you redeemed the pagan, even when there was a base on Mikdash, it would work. So certainly, Bisman Azeh says, Vetemar Tom Kvuri, you want to say Bisman Azeh, you have to bury it. In other words, just like Bidiyavit, when there was a base on Mikdash, if you redeemed unripe fruit, was a valid redemption, he would take the money up to Yerushalayim and not the fruit himself. So to now that there is no Beis HaMikdash, we're in a B'dievet situation. Therefore, if it's Man HaZeh in our day and age, you can redeem the Maaseh Sheni. no matter what. Is that clear at all?
Yeah. But what? What's this? It's a b'di'evit, b'di'evit.
Right.
So what's the first one?
That's right.
The first one is that it
works according to him.
Yeah, sure.
That'll be saved. And you'll be saved.
What's the first b'di'evit?
And you'll be saved doing
it like truth.
And you'll be saved doing it.
The second b'di'evit is that there's no business in
the situation. Either way, you got to go to court out there to meet you outside of the house.
Yeah, there's a tzuv d'al b'di'evit, yeah. Okay? Right, b'dos Rabbi Yosef, Shem Yochan, and Rabbi Shim, Shim Rabbi Shua, B'shneim, Amru Dabra, they both said the same thing. Tom, today we learned over there, Rabbi Shim, Ein l'ktav shviz, by k'tav, by sap, there's no shmitah. Yivnei she'en opiko, it's not a fruit. Amru Rabbi Zira, Zira said, Lo'ay b'dos, k'mod ha'temar tamar, if that's the case, just like you say over there, or by us, actually. Halacha, and here's a type, which should be like Rabbi Yeshua, that you can't take the sap from the fruit. That sows the barlow and everything. So, so too.
You're not going to do it outside. If you're a real private thing, you're not going to do it outside.
Yeah. So, so too.
That's one type of
thing.
Oh,
time out. Let me get her. Hold on a second. Okay, look. This is what's going on. By us, we said that, we said, Rabbi Shua said that the sap of the sap of the fruit is considered to have the status of arla. It's forbidden to actually have any benefit from it. Rabbi Shimon says by Shemitah, the sap of a tree has Kedusha Shemitah to it. Okay? The Gemara is asking, Rabbi Yeshua, we possibly like Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah. The sap of fruit has the status of Arla. What is the status over there by Shemitah? Do I say also the sap, am I compelled to possibly like Rabbi Shimon? Which is difficult, because there Rabbi Shimon argues in Rabbana. Means it's a shitas yochid. He's an independent operator. Here, Rabbi Yeshua is arguing on other rabbis, but not the rabbana, not the collective entity of rabbis. So therefore, it would be bad for us to say that the halachos must parallel over to each other. Okay, let's take it from Talmud Tanina again. Talmud Tanina over there, Rabbi Shimon said, Omer, and the k'tav shviz. Oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Rabbi Shimon says the sap of a tree does not have shmita. Okay? The sap of the fruit would have shmita, but not the sap of the tree, which is consistent with our mission. That's what Rabbi Yeshua said. The sap of the fruit has arla, but not the sap of the tree itself. Okay? So just like me, Nation, because not a pre. Om Rabbi Zira Zira says Rabbi Pitas, Kimah the Tamer, just like say over there, meaning by us. Halacha, and here's a big typo. Rabbi Yeshua, those like Rabbi Yeshua. So to Hacha, so to over there, right? Yerushalmi Hacha means over there. Halacha should be like Rabbi Shimon. Halacha should be like Rabbi Shimon over there. Rabbi Yerushalmi said it's not comparable. V'dam Yahi. You think it's comparable at all? It's not comparable. Now here's another typo. It should be L'chol Davar. For every matter, Batel Ayidei Sarfa. It's canceled or negated by its sraf. Elaine ain't about the srafo. However, these are not canceled by its sraf, by its sap. Now, what does that mean? That by us, we're assuming that there's a dichotomy between the sap of the fruit and the sap of the tree. That's okay. But by Shemitah, it's not necessarily true. Because by Shemitah, we know other things have Kedusha Shviz besides actual food. So maybe the maple syrup and tree also has Kedusha Shemitah. Maybe Yeshua himself holds that here, there's a dichotomy between the sap of the fruit, which is Osir, and the sap of the tree, which is Mutter, will agree that by Shemitah, the sap of both is Osir. Okay, do you see that difference?
Just explain that shmita has commercial for anything that grows in the ground.
Yes, that's what I was about to say. I said it before, but the Gemara says it now. Okay, oil is only fruit. Oil is only fruit, where shmita is everything which grows on the ground. Okay, so again, it should be l'chol davar, for all matters, but aydei sarfo. It's negated by its sraf, which means that the sraf is insignificant if it's not the sraf of the fruit. The other shmita, even if it's not the sap of the fruit, it's still not insignificant. It's still significant. How so? What's the proof of that? The proof of that pudding is that ochli behema kedusha shmita chalim. Animal fodder gets kedusha shmita. Animal fodder doesn't have a din of arla, so it must be that shmita's parameters are more stringent. Okay. All right, Rabun said, Isli Chayri, I got a different distinction. What's that? Rabbi Shua Amra Shmua. We can paskin like Rabbi Shua and our Mishnah because he said it as a tradition. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shane Garme Amra, he said it on his own, and therefore we don't paskin like it. Okay. Lama asked the Gemara, why is it usur to curdle cheese, Bisara Peri, with the sap of the tree, which I guess curdles milk. Why is that prevented? Pagin pre, is that because the unripe dates or whatever we're taking this sorah from is considered to be a fruit? In Tamar, Sarah pre. Well, if that's the case, well, actually, Lama Sarpi, because Pagin pre, right? In Tamar Sarpi, what if the sap itself is considered? In other words, if it's considered to be a fruit, the sap is considered to be a fruit. So, therefore, just like over here, we asked her the curdled milk because it was curdled by Arla. So, too, if you used curdling agent made out of truma fruit, so it should be also as well. However, in Tamar Pagin Pri, if you're going to say that it's not the sap. Still didn't read it wrong. Let me go back a line. Rama, why is it usur to make cheese with the sap of the fruit? Is it because the saraf is pre? Is because the sap is the fruit? Or because the pogging is pre? Because the unripe fruit is fruit? Etamer saraf pre. If you're going to say that's because of the sap of the fruit, also came with truma also. So too, in tamer saraf pre, if you're going to say that the sap is fruit, so if you use truma for that purpose, then it's also. Right, because truma makes it also as well. However, in tamer pagin pre, if you're going to say that the unripe fruit is the fruit, also came with truma, if you did it by truma, then it's mutz, it'll be okay. Why? Shanoyas truma muteres vanoyas orla sura. Zanoa, if it's the pagin, the fruit. Yeah, if it's the unripe fruit, which is the fruit, so then what's the status of the sap?
I thought that's what he would say. One is talking about this and one is talking about that.
No. That's what Gemara is saying. It's either, Gemara is setting up a yeshiva shechakira. It's either or. So if the sap is the fruit, then the fruit is not the fruit. If the fruit is the fruit, then the sap is not the fruit. So by truma, you're allowed to have anor. But if it's a fruit, so it could cause the din of truma to pervade whatever you're using it on, right? So if the sap is the fruit, so then the truma pervaded whatever it curdled. But if the fruit is the fruit, so then truma didn't pervade, because what's the truma? The fruit. And what was the catalyst? the sap. Right. But if you're going to say the sap is the, and that's okay, because sap is mutar banor by truma. It's also by olive, mutar banor. But if you're going to say the fruit is the fruit, so then, in that case, whatever comes from that is considered... No, I just got messed up again. If you're going to say the sap is the fruit, so then it's okay by truma and it's okay by orla. No, you're right. If the sap and fruit is going to be okay by truma and not by orla.
It's okay
with
cheating
on
the coin, though.
No, because it's curdling. No, just makes it also for... If you say the sap is the fruit, then by truma it becomes ulcer. Right, because that's the truma. You're right, because the truma pervades the substance. If you're going to say the fruit is the fruit, so then truma's mutter. If you use truma sap to curdle your cheese, it's okay, because there's no fruit of truma in the catalyst, because the catalyst is the sap which came from the fruit. So therefore, the cheese will be mutter banor, even for a zar. So where the by orla, it's going to be also regardless, right? Because it doesn't make a difference if it's the fruit itself or that which came from the fruit. But by truma, it'll make a difference if it's the sap which is the fruit, in which case it's going to be aser. Or if I say the fruit is the fruit, in which case it's going to be mutter. Between truma and orla? No, because truma is a dinim fruit, but orla is a not a dinim fruit. Orla is a din, I shouldn't say it, let me rephrase that. Truma is a din in edibility. Orla is not a din in edibility. It's anything which comes from the tree.
So edibility,
unless it's absolute wood.
The sap is not considered edible.
Right.
According to truma purposes.
Right. Okay, sap is not considered to be edible. Okay. Says more further. No, it is edible.
Someone will eat it.
Okay. And Kalukos v'chartzonim. Rabbi Zir v'chad rabbonim b'shem Rav. Rabbi Zir, one of the rabbis, the name of Rav, said, Anovish v'ra an Kalukos, an Kuklos, whatever it is, their grapes which never got to a third of their growth, they got ruined before they got to a third of their growth. Even they got ruined after they got to a third of growth, there's still no orla which applies to them. The word an kuklos is a contraction. It contracts the words anovin the lucky tlaseon, grapes which became afflicted when they got to a third of their growth. Rabbi Yossi says it should be notim yichur. You're allowed to plant the sapling off an orla tree. Rabbi Yochan over v'nata mutter. If you did plant the orla tree, says so, b'diavad it's mutter. Even Rabbi Yossi agrees to that, right? That he says you can't plant a sapling. Says b'diavad you did it's okay. However, not if you b'yevid you grafted. Why is that? Because the b'yevid you planted. So he says here that the nut or the seed which you planted rots in the ground before it grows. So therefore, whatever grows is a new thing. But if you graft, so whatever you grafted is whatever you grafted. It doesn't change. So therefore, whatever grows is still an old thing. And therefore, b'yevid if you did it, it answers whatever you cook. It answers whatever you can harvest. Whatever you harvest from that grafting. Okay? Egeshul Orla. So now we discuss in like great detail. You have another Orla, Shenota, which you planted. You have an egg which was worshipped. As Avodazor Shanasi is a broken, she became a chick. Rabbi Chagai, B'shem, Rabbi Yosha said he spoke with Chizki of a Kana. His Machog is Chizki on Kana. Kana, Amar Muteris, Kana says the egg is Mutter. Why? Because it gets vile before the chick comes out, so the chick is not coming from Avodazor. Chizki Omar also, because that all happens internally. As far as we're concerned, egg is an egg is an egg. And therefore the chick becomes also as well. It never really changed. Al Daiti the Chizki, ask more stam. According to Chizki, said, you only can make something Avodah Zarah if you do a maisa to it. Eich Efshar lebeitzas Avodah Zarah and Nazi Tzifroch. How can you have an egg which is a part and parcel of Avodah Zarah which becomes a chick? How did the egg become Avodah Zarah? So it says, where a man came, where we talk about Im Shepach, so if the maisa that the eggs are, you crushed it, ain't got a frog, so ain't going to grow no chick. Ich Shech Nisa lepnim in it, kam kniklin. Kniklin. If it's because you brought the egg inside the walls of the Avodah Zarah temple, and that's why it comes also because it's now the Kroivis Avodah Zarah is brought as an offering as a chamei. So says the Gemara, come and see. If when you bow down to it, you don't forbid it because you didn't do a maisa to it. Just because you brought it to the town becomes also because of Avodah Zarah. So how do you have such a scenario? Rabbi Yudan Avodah Ramasan, you are Rabbi Yudan Far Ramasan, said, Tipat Eshagod of Avodah Zarah. You use the egg in order to make a fence around Avodah Zarah. So in that case, he did maisa to it, and that's how he became a Avodah Zarah. Okay? I guess the eggs are incredible, and they can be used as fences as well.
So the chick that hatched from the egg,
yeah,
is not considered
Avodah Zarah. Well, it's machlokas here.
Okay.
Yeah. Change, right? That's the opinion. That's why there's an opinion. That's not Avodah Zarah. It was a change.
But there's no machlokas for fruit from a
tree.
No, it's not changing. That's why it remains awesome.
They were worshiping the tree. They weren't worshiping the fruit. The fruit grew on the tree later. So it should be the same thing, same machlokas as the.
That may be. We're talking about here where the fruit was already there at the time we worshipped it. Okay? Says more Beitzah Hektish Shanasi Tzifroch. What happens if you have a Hektish egg which became a chick? Amar Rabbi Yasser, Rabbi Yasser, Pliba, Kana, Rabbi Yechnan, Kana, Rabbi Yechnan, Kana, Marasura, Kana says it's Osir, Rabbi Yechnan, Mar Muter, Sebel says it's permissible. Amar Rabbi Zil, Rabbi Yasser, Rabbi Zil, said Rabbi Yossi, for Rabbi Yechnan, Mar Muter, the Rabbi Yechnan say it's okay. Of Hokipo, that was so Bisman Zara. So to hear, I don't understand if that's the case. When, it's not a question, it's a statement. That when you redeem it with its value as an egg. Because when it become hektish, when it was an egg. So we redeem its value as an egg, now it's the value as a chick. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Lezim, Shem Bagana said, put it sub his man's mind. You go, it's like time was still an egg. Literally, time was a zero. Chanani, Mishem, Rabbi Pircha said, let us fix up this tradition. Kahana Amara Sura. Kahana says it's Osir, the chick is Osir, Upoto Sokomoshi, and you redeem the Chinovas, it comes back, they should redeem the chick as its value right now is a chick. Rabbi Yochanan Bar Moteres, Rabbi Yochanan says Mutter Upoto Sobizman Tzara, and you redeem it as its value is, now as the value was at the time that it was an egg. Okay. Hachloch and the Tel Siyam. New parak, Mr. Zuger. Last line. Hachuma, Trumas Meiser, Shul Demai. Yachruma. Hachumas Meiser of Demai. Achala. And Bikurim, they're all the same called Truma. Therefore, Eilin Becho Meo. They all are Bata, 1 in 100. We started from Zem, said not only that, they joined together to Aser. Because they're all called Truma. The Tzorach Lorim, and if one of them fell, even once it's canceled, you have to pick up one of the batch and give it to a kohen because the kevet sell a shevet, lest you be considered a thief from the kohanim. Ha'ol of a killer karam, their shears on the back of Messiah, it's 1 and 200. When it's tired from saying that they join together, but if they insert chlorine, there's no concept of gezel or shevet, there's no theft from anybody. So once it's canceled, you don't have to pick one up and give it to the kohanim, obviously. I'm sure my Emmet Starfim Shimon says they don't join together at all because they're not similar. I believe that Emmet Starfim knows the time if they're in min b'she'eno mino. In other words, you had this oil on Kila Karim which fell into a pot of rice. So then they're Emmet Starfim because they are going to impact on the taste of the rice. I have a low last sort, but if they fell to min b'mino, right, then they don't join together. And the shear is 1 and 200 versus each one of them. And you don't need to have 1 and 400 in order to be canceled enough. Okay. Hachuma chuma smaiser chule. Lamin itzurcha, who's this going like? Who's this chinish here? Rabbi Shimon. Alpha guy, Rabbi Shimon, our ancient name, Shemus Mitzdarfi. Even though Rabbi Shimon says that two names are generally not Mitzdarfi. Meaning, oil on Kilei Kerem, as he says at the end of the Mishnah, right? And the Rashi agrees. Loidish Kulan Shem Truma Mitzdarfin. Here, where they're all part and parcel of Truma, they all join together. Matam Truma's Meister Shel Demai. Who says the Truma's Meister Demai requires 100 to cancel it? Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir, Machmir, but Divreim Kidivitor, Rabbi Meir holds the Rabbanot are as usher as Doraisos. I'm Rabbi Chino. Haida Tanida Tamar. Where do we see this? We saw in Mesech Tanida. A woman sees a stain on her garment, which is big enough to include 3 dimes worth of blood. And she wore the garment for 3 days. Harezim kukelis. She's ruined. V'choshesh mishum zov. Dear Amir, she has to be afraid she's a zova. Because she had enough for 3 separate sightings over 3 days. Dear Amir. Chomreim aim k'soy mishum zov. Chomreim say, the whole concept of a keseh making you tummy is the rabbanon. Because the rice stain doesn't make you tummy. What only makes you tummy? A real flow which you feel, right? So therefore, there's no, you're not going to be machmir to make you a zov. So Rabbi Meir is machmir by the rabbanon like the raisus. He makes a kesem as if you actually saw blood. So to hear be machmir trumas meister shel tamai as if it's truma mamish. It's only but the 1 in 100. Rabbi Yehuda boy v'lomelot tnina chalas tamai. Why don't we mention chal of tamai? Kamara tnina, just like we mentioned here, should be trumas meister shel tamai. So mention chal of tamai. Says Marloni, stay chalas tamai. No, you can't mention chalas tamai. You know why? Because there ain't no such thing. Now, in Masech Dechal, we learned there was chalas tamai. Here, the Gemara is arguing. It's going to bring a machlokas. Is there such a concept that Amaratzim we're afraid they didn't take off tamai, chala, or we're not afraid? Rabbi Chinuch B'Shem Shmuel said, tamai tzorei chala. Of course, there's a concept of tamai by chala. Who knows the Amar Tzuk of chala? Amarle Rabbi Chia Bar Luliva, top of Testament Aleph, Chia Baliva said, no to don't me to shave it. Now is the concept of Demai, one more second. Now is the concept of Chala by Demai. There's God's Chala by Demai. I have to take a Chala by Safek, but when you give it to the Kohanim, since it's a Safek, so you're allowed to charge them for the Chala that you give to them. Because maybe the Chala was taken off, which we did see already in Masech Chala. You take money from the shevet. Rabbi Mona, b'shem, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ainu noitel dava in shevet." You're not allowed to. You have to take of chala misafek if it's not true of his taking off. By now, to collect money from it. Why? Because we're afraid then tomorrow it's going to bring vada chala. Vayomer d'mayin is going to trick us and say, "Oh, it's d'may." K'elito minimeno dom. We're afraid it's going to cheat. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan shol Gamliel zuga. Rabbi Yochanan asked Gamliel zuga, "Nihigi natu mafkin chala min admai? Do you take chala min admai? Because maybe the Amorites didn't take of chala." Amalei he said, "Lo kenam Rabbi Shmuel achud rabrachio mishosh gozu admai." No, when they made the Xeradamai, Trumas and Maestres, Rov Am, an overwhelming majority nation, much more than took off Trumas and Maestres, Marfish Nosotok Batayan, there are Marfish Chala in their houses, so therefore there's no din of Chala Mitmai. Am Rabbi Yitzhak Rabun, Britani, we learned, tonight based in Hushia Chalosa Mitzvon Tzvono. It seems like a very interesting thing. Tonight based in Hushia, since the Chala has no Shir, unlike Trumas Meister, so they said automatically, even if the Amorites didn't take off Chala, it's as if he took off Chala. At what Chala did he take off? An infinitesimal amount. So that Chala is now bought on the rest of the dough. So they made a legal stratagem to consider as if the challah was taken off and then batel, so you don't have to take off challah tamai. So it's a machlokas, and this sugi holds you don't have to take off challah tamai. We will stop here.